Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We owe it all to you on today, God. And we're going to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor, Lord, because you are worthy of it, Lord. We're not going to worry about what nobody else is doing, Lord. We're not going to be consumed with our thoughts, our problems, our concerns, and those troubles on today. But right now, Lord, before we go any further, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we're going to give you, God, what is due you, Lord. And that's all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, God. Hallelujah. We owe it to you, Father God, because of everything that you've done. We owe it to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for all that you are, the above us that are hosting. We owe it to you on today, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we take so much for granted. We always are the above us that are. Oh, God, for right now, God, we want to give you some thanks before we go any further. We owe you the thanks on today. You say into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. So we're going to thank you on this morning, God, with the very fruit of our lips. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Oh, God, because you kept us. You kept us all during the night. You kept us, Lord, all during the days. You kept us, Lord, all during the year. We owe it to you, God. It's the least we could do. And glorify you, God. Because you're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. Oh, God, we're not mindful enough. We take so much for granted. And we act as if you owe us something. But we owe you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because you are so faithful. And you are so just. Oh, God, we owe you the praise and the glory. Because that's why you created us. You created us to worship your Lord. You created us for your pleasure. And we want to be pleasurable in your sight. We want to bow down to you. We want to reverence you as being King of kings and Lords of lords. You are great and you are greatly to be praised. There's none like you now, then, and even to come. You are truly one of a kind. Oh, God. Oh, God. That's who you are. You are great. You are marvelous. You are wonderful. Nobody can compare. Nobody is equal. You are our sovereign God. That's who you are. You are our rock, our shield, and our buckler. That's who you are. You are the great I am. You are omnipotent and omnipresent. That's who you are. You are. You are God. You are God. And we're going to glorify you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in spite of it all. In spite of what we see or what we hear. In spite of what somebody say or what they do. We are not going to allow it to be exalted higher than you. Oh, God, but we're going to bless you. We're going to bless you. Before we go any further, God. Before we get to asking for stuff. Before we get to begging for stuff. We're going to bless you on today, God. We're going to open up our hearts for you. So we're going to empty it out. Now, everything that's cluttering us, everything that's consuming us, everything that's troubling us, everything that's a care, everything that's a worry, everything that's weighty and heavy, we're giving it to you right now, God. We don't want to be over by Senator Lobosi so that you can enter in, because it is about Senator Acacia. All these seeds that we carry in, God, it's we be over by Senator Lobosi and Acacia. So we want to empty it out on today, Lord. We want to give you all this stuff, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to be in our midst, God. I'm asking you to be in our midst, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we enter into a new season in our lives. Yeah. Thank you for the new season, God. Ooh. Thank you for the new season, Lord. He called it and he did emotion like I see ya. Thank you for the new season. Oh, huh? Oh, God. Thank you for the new season. Thank you for preparing our hearts and teaching us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. He called it a little bossy. Oh God, thank you, Lord. I'm asking you right now to open up the hearts and the minds of your people, Father God, as your word go forth, Lord. Oh God, that they may be on my mind, oh God, I'm asking you right now. You know what we need and even what we don't need, God. Help us not to disregard your word. Help us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, not to take your word as a small matter. Oh God, but help your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to embrace and grasp your word, God, because your word is true. Oh God. Your word is truth. Oh God, complete the work that you begun down in the inside of your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I heard that thing so clear, new season. Thank you for the new season. See, it's a lot of times in our lives that we have a tendency of not being able to get past, get over some things. And as I was praying, I heard the Lord say, new season. So, in a certain time in our lives, the appointed time in our lives, it's some things that's appointed for us to go through. It's some things that we have to go through. It's some things that we have to experience. We may be in that moment or that appointed time for a while, but we do not want to allow that to put us in a place of being discouraged. We don't want to allow that to put us in a place of not being able to embrace what God is doing, because a lot of times we just don't see what God is doing. A lot of times we cannot even imagine what he is doing. We just know that we want him to do something. We know that we want him to do something inside of our lives. We just don't know when he's going to do it. So, over the last few days, the Lord has been talking to me about Job. And so, in the midst of him talking to me about Job, he told me to read the whole book of Job. And in the midst of me reading the whole book of Job, it was so much that I learned from simply reading about Job. See, a lot of times they preach about what Job lost and how God restored double. But they don't talk about how he had to endure. It's not reiterated of what he had to experience in his endurance, even from people that he loved. And what they say, and their opinions, and their comments, and what they believe. Let me help you out today. So, we all know that evil, unrighteousness cannot dwell in the presence of God. We know that God is not present in our hearts when we are not walking upright and holy. The Bible declares that he would not dwell in no unclean temple. And what is uncleanliness? Anything that is corrupt or contaminated within our hearts. Anything that's corrupt and causes us to practice. It causes us to think. It causes us to act. Now, we know all this stuff. We know that if we evil and we wicked, it's not pleasing in the sight of God. We know that if we're not loving one another, we already know. I'm just giving y'all some examples of the things that we know. So when something takes place in our lives and other people are viewing it, they have their opinions. They have something to say. They even try to give you advice on what to do, how to approach it, or how to act in the midst of it. All these things are being said, and all these things are being done because we as people, especially in the church, believe we know the ways of God. Are y'all paying attention? We believe we know the ways of God. We believe we know. And so when certain other things happen in our lives, we will hear folks say, or even we will say to our own selves, that ain't God. God wouldn't do that. God ain't like that. We would start looking, and we would even say, oh, they were sinning and it just caught up with them. Let me give y'all a story about my life. So I knew that I had to change my ways in my life. And I was in my late 20s. I knew I had to make a choice. It was going to either be God all the way or simply to do. I knew I was going to even have to submit unto him or continue to allow myself to be submitted unto the devil. I had to choose. I did. On my own. It didn't matter what nobody else said or what nobody else did. I didn't look at that. I was looking at me at that appointed time. Okay? So I said, you know what, Lord? I'm just gonna serve you. I'm done. But I need your help. Because I had some addictions going on in my flesh. I wanted to get high. I wanted to have sex. I wanted to do what I wanted to do, when I wanted to do it, and how I wanted to do it. I wanted to get revenge. I wanted to not forgive folk. Because they ain't showing me no love, I ain't showing them love. I wanted to be me, regardless to what I read. I chose to be me. And so because I accepted that I had faults and flaws and addictions and all kind of evil and wickedness inside of me, I had to make a choice for myself. And Lord, I need your help to help me to get it right, because I can't do it. I done tried, because people talk too much. I ain't got time for the foolishness, Lord. Now I'm talking to him. I'm outpouring. I'm letting him know all this stuff. I don't like such and such because of what they did and what they said. I don't want to talk to them. I don't even want to be around them because I know they don't like me. I just let them have it all. And in the midst of it, He was real silent. He let me talk. And so as time went by, I started praying for him to change my heart and change my thoughts and change my... He had me to shift my prayers so that I will understand my ways. See, if you can't deny your way and then try to understand your way. Let me say that again. If you keep on pointing the finger and wagging the head and saying, I do this because you do that, then you still in denial. You in denial for what you choose to do or what you choose to say. Okay? So when we're looking at other people going through something, we believe we know the ways of God. Oh, this happened to them. And so as time went by, because I'm getting ahead of myself, as time went by and I started praying these things, that's when I had that stroke. And I was paralyzed from my neck down. And I was like, Lord. Now, mind you, I had submitted myself to the Lord. I'm all in his face. And this was years later. I'm talking about the appointed time now. This was years later. I got saved when I was 28. I received the Holy Ghost when I was 8 years old. Listen to me. Because somebody told me, once you saved, you always saved. They done messed folk up. You can fall from grace. You can. I did. So I wasn't saved anymore. But when I was restored and redeemed, and I entered into that encounter instead of that experience, everything changed for me. And I got serious about my salvation. For real. I didn't care what nobody else was doing. I was even told, okay, let me go back to the story. So it was 5 years later. And I was 34 years old. And that's when I had that major stroke. Now, mind you, I had been having strokes in my sleep for days, didn't know it, and seizures in my sleep, did not even know it. And that one time I woke up and I saw the effects of what was going on in my body that I did not know. That's why I keep telling y'all better take care of yourselves, that I did not know. What's going on? That's why y'all hear me praying, Lord, heal your people from anything knowing or unknown. So, when I had that stroke, my pastor and some of the people and the folk was praying, and the Lord was allowing me to hear stuff. Now, they had not came to the hospital now because they couldn't nobody come in but my family, my major family, because I was in intensive care for like 2.5 weeks. So the Lord was allowing me to hear some things, even though I couldn't talk and I couldn't move, and see some stuff. Because when you're going through something and people are looking at what you're going through, they say, oh, they got their opinions on it. They got something, especially when you're a churchgoer or when you're saved or when you decide, yes, Lord, for real. When you say, yes, Lord, for real, everything about you change. I don't care what nobody say, and it's going to show. But people is going to look, and they're going to have their opinions. The pastor's wife said these words. She said, the Lord had to sit her down because she had too much zeal for him. How can you have too much zeal for the Lord? Is it her? Then he said, the pastor said, well, yeah, because she this and because she that, and on the outside looking in. So in the midst of me reading the story, Job, he had me to concentrate on him. Him. Now the Bible says that Job, and I told y'all this story, but it was a reason, so y'all pay attention to what I'm saying. The Bible says that Job, we're going to the book of Job today, y'all. The Bible says that Job was a man that loved God. I'm just going to read that one little scripture first. The Bible says, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. To obscure something is to avoid it habitually, especially on moral or practical grounds, as in shun. So he wasn't trying to not just do sin, but not to be around it. He wanted to make sure that he was doing something right. He wanted to make sure he was in right standing. Job was the kind of man that was so concerned about not just himself, but his entire family and everybody that was attached to him. And so the Bible said he knew that his children was not saved. And so because they had a lifestyle of partying and getting high and all that, that what did he do? He prayed for them. Because he said, Lord, please forgive my kids because they may have sinned and such, 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 such. Okay. So in the midst of it all, listen to me. And y'all listen to me real well today if you never listened to me before. When God knows who you are towards him, he has a assurance that what you're going through ain't gonna turn you from him. Did you hear what I say? See, we go through so much in our lives and we experience so much in our lives until it turns us from God. It could be in our homes, in our relationships, on our jobs, our finances, our health. It could be all this stuff that's going on. And this is what we say, if it ain't one thing, it's another. And so when other people are observing what's going on in your life, they got opinions and they're going to say, you doing this or you doing that, and that's why God doing this and this and that. They want to point the finger and whack because they think that they know best. Or you should do this or you shouldn't do this or what. It's always somebody that's got something to say. And that causes us to want to try to defend ourselves. It makes us want to defend ourselves. Because we may listen to what an individual may say or what they think they say because of what they think they know. But they don't know the ways of God. What do you mean they don't know the ways of God? None of us do. The Bible says so. We don't know the ways of God. Now, when I finish with this story, you gonna understand that even in the midst of Job getting the victory, God never told him what he had to go through to obtain. Didn't I tell y'all that we were all born for victory? Believe that. Okay. See, when you get to doing something right, the enemy don't like it. I'm going to say that again. As long as you're doing wrong and wicked and evil and the opposite of what God tell you to do, the enemy is satisfied because he know that you ain't going to get absolutely nothing from God. I'm going to say that again. He already know that God is full of grace and mercy because he had it on him. Y'all do know God showed Lucifer, Satan, the devil, the enemy, grace and mercy by just kicking him out because he could have destroyed him. He could have. So he already know that God going to show you mercy and grace because he showed it to him. And he's a chief liar, accuser of the brethren. He's devilish and wicked. He's a deceiver and a manipulator. He all the stuff that's opposite. So as long as we doing them things, he good. Start doing something right. Start acting right, talking right, living right, treating people right, and for real about it. Not just because you want something, but because you want to see God's face. And because you love him. Okay. So, that's who Job was. That's who Job was. Now, the Bible never, ever, listen to me. I have read the book of Job so many times. But this time, when he had me to study it, it hit me differently. It hit me differently because he was not elaborating on double for the trouble. Because that's the end game. But what he was showing me was what we go through every day in our lives. And what do we go through every day in our lives? We lose stuff. We lose our jobs. We lose our homes. We lose our mind. We lose our good health. We lose our family, our loved ones. We lose everything is taken away. See, let's go to Job chapter 1. Now I read the first verse. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright and one that feared God. Okay? And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000. He was a rich man. The Bible says he was a rich man. He had any and everything that he wanted, needed, or desired. He had servants. He had a wife that loved him. He had all this different other kind of stuff. Now listen to this. Now, see, the devil is watching you and your stuff. Are y'all paying attention? He pressing the air, right? He watching you. He watching you, and he see not only that you happy, but you got joy, and you praising, and you praying to God. And so the Bible says that he want to sift us as wheat. Okay? So in your glory, because to us, when we got all this stuff, we not glory, we shining. We all that. Yeah. So the Bible says that the sons of God were to go and report. And Satan came to. And the Bible says that God said, What you want? What you want? He said, what you doing? What? He said, I ain't doing nothing but walking to and fro, up and down, just checking out stuff. You know? And so God said, you know what? Let me give him something to do. I told y'all that the devil was God's flunky, right? Let me give him something to do. Listen to this. I'm just gonna read a little bit of this story. I'm gonna read a little bit of the story. He said, now there was a day the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that fear God and eschew evil? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for nothing? You give him everything he want. You got a fence around him. Can't nobody touch him. So is not he mad? He mad. He mad because he can't get what God gives us. Okay? And so the Bible says that the Lord gave him permission. Okay. I'm going to show you I got somebody who's lifting up a standard for me and holding on to something. They got some integrity. He's saying, if you let me touch all his stuff, and then he going to curse you. He going to forget all about you. He going to get mad at you. He ain't going to love you no more. He going to talk about you. He going to turn his head from you. He ain't going to even pray no more. He going to curse you to your face. You know? And then so the Bible says that he said, go ahead, but don't touch his body. Okay, so he lost everything, and it was back to back to back. How many times would he say, if it ain't one thing, it's another? And then so in the midst of it, when everybody was telling him, even his kids got killed, took all his money, burned down his house, and all this other different kind of stuff. Let me sit up here and tell you something. The ones that is closest to you and know how you are, them are the ones that are trying to make you turn your back on God because of the things that they say to you. How many times somebody done said something to you because you're going through something, and they say, oh, God don't do that. What you doing? What you do? You just being punished for your sin. I'm getting ahead of myself. Listen to this. And so in the midst of Job experiencing all these things, the Bible says, and I told y'all, he is concentrating today on Job. Not all his stuff. Listen to this. Verse 20, he said, after he heard all this stuff that had happened, because his servants, his maids, came and told him, then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. And the Lord gave, and the Lord have taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And all this Job said not, nor charged God foolishly. Pay attention. Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said unto Satan, from whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto him, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth? And I told you that in the beginning. Listen, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil, and still he hold fast his integrity. Come on. although thou move me against him, to destroy him without a cause. Okay, I'm going to say tried and true. I'm going to say tried and true. See, when you lose something, it shouldn't move you from God. Or when he takes something from you, it shouldn't. See, because it's a lot of times that we don't know where our heart is. Y'all been talk about, y'all been read about Abraham. But see, God knows our heart. He know whether or not you're going to stand or not. Oh, the name of the sermon today is Integrity Rewards Standing on Truth. See, integrity is a firm adherence to a code of especially moral or artistic values as in incorruptible. You ain't going to be able to corrupt me by what has happened or what was said or what was done. I'm going to give y'all some real life stories besides what's in the book, because this is real life. An unimpaired condition as in soundness. It's the quality or state of being complete or undivided as in completeness. It's a conduct that conforms to an accepted standard of right or wrong. It's devotion to telling the truth. All this is integrity. This is integrity. See, and Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin. Yeah, all that a man have will he give for his life. But put forth thy hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse you to your face. And then the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he is in thy hand. But say, don't kill him. Don't kill him. Now, y'all know. Let me read a little bit more. So went Satan forth from the presence of the Lord, and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his feet unto the crown of his head. Listen. And he took him a potsherd to scrape himself with him. Okay. Y'all know how boils feel. Everybody done had one, right? Everybody done had a boil or a rising, and it is extremely painful. To the touch, when you try to squeeze it, now, he had them all over his body. The Bible said it, I did. From the sole of his feet all the way to all over his whole body. On top of, they done stole all my cattle. They done burned up all my sheep. They done took everything that I had. All my kids got killed because the house fell on them. And I ain't got no children. Listen to this. People, y'all. People. Listen to this. And I'm in pain. I got a lot of pain going on. And so, and he took a part sheet and scraped himself with him. And he sat down among the ashes. Then said his wife unto him, does thou still retain thine integrity? Ooh. Curse God and die. But he said unto her, thou speakest as one of a foolish woman speak. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God and shall not receive evil? And all this did not Job sin with his lips. Now, in the midst of it, the Bible says he had three best friends. And they came and sat with him for 7 days and 7 nights, and they did not even open up their mouth. They just felt sorry for him. That's what the Bible say. In the midst of them feeling sorry for him, he already done lost everything that he had. He went from a rich man and a poor man overnight. Every kid he had, all 10 of them, dead. And his wife, you know she feeling some type of way, because I went from rags to riches. I went from riches to rags. And he done took all my kids from me. And you still want to praise and worship him? What? Who? friends came. And then they got to talking and judging. You must have did something in it. Because God done did all this too. God don't work like that. God don't work like that. And admit he ain't. Your sin ain't coming back upon you. This has got to. And all the time, every time they get through talking, Job will try to say, well, I'm doing right. I give to the poor. I help people. I do this. I'm not mean and wicked to people. I make sure the widows is okay in the land. I don't do wicked and evil. I love everybody. He's steady trying to prove himself in the midst of them supposed to be my friends. And you see, y'all do know boys stink, right? Yep. When y'all put, they stink. From the top of his head to the sole of his feet. Not only is he hurting and lost everything, he stank. He stank. It's an odor going on. The Bible says that everybody in the land that looked it up to him shunned him and got away from him and talked to him. The Bible said they was walking past him spitting on him. Y'all better pay attention to them words in that book. The Bible says they was spitting on him. They did not honor him. So he went from being honored to being degraded. Okay? The Bible says that, because this is us right here. He cursed himself. He said, Lord, why you didn't just kill me while I was in the womb? Or why when I was born, you did not just take the breath out of me once I hit the... Why do you not... Now mind you, he never asked God why he was doing this to him. But what he said was, Lord, I thought I was doing everything that I was supposed to do right. So if I did something, show me my error. Show me my evil. Show me what I'm doing, God, because I don't want to do it no more. Your hand is on me. I'm hurting, I'm stinking, I done lost everything. I'm just trying to figure out, Lord, what did I do? Did I do, because that's what we do. Ain't that us? What did I do? If I did something wrong, show me. And so in that, the Lord said, are you paying attention to what you're reading? I said, yeah. He said, Job is searching himself. Did y'all get that? He's searching himself. And because he is confused, because he believed that he was doing right, he asking God to help him to see his error. So what did he do when he did that? He's opened up to accept the truth about himself. About himself. So I say, Lord, you show me how he's searching himself, but he's still wishing that. Did y'all know in reading that the Lord even revealed to me not only did he want to die, but he wanted to commit suicide? Read the story of Job, y'all. I'm not making this stuff up. So we get so low from hurt, pain. pain, loss. We segregate ourselves. Our health gets so bad until we want to just give it up and just walk away. And then on top of it, folk always got something to say about what they think they know. So on top of all that, you see, Job asked his friend, he said, y'all is heartless. Y'all, read it. Ask God to get y'all a study Bible. It'll explain it all. Or read the commentary. Listen to me. Not only did they say all these things to make him feel some type of way, they said it like they knew who God was and what he was doing. And so God let them all talk, y'all. He didn't say nothing. Job steady degrading himself, wanting to kill himself, wanting to get rid of it all, and all this and all. Don't you know? I can just imagine the pulse running all out that man's body. He's thinking. He done lost everything and he crying because he hurting. Sometimes you hurt so bad until you can't do no but cry. You can't even grunt. All you can do is just cry. The Bible says that he was trying to convince people, I'm not doing what you're saying I'm doing. What the way you looking at me, I'm not doing any of those things. I'm doing it. And then one of his friends broke out and say, you know what? I ain't want to say nothing. But you righteous in your own sight. Because the proof in the pudding. Look at what God done did to you. Look at how he done. Just look at you. And we can smell you, bro. Now pay attention. Then the Lord opened up to me. He said, did I not say that sin was a stench to my nostrils? So everything that they see is making them to believe something that ain't even true. So I say, Lord, I say, what? He say, keep reading. So I can't read. And in the midst of it, I say, you know what, let me take a break, because I got to chew on this for a little bit. So I took a break. Went and made me some ice water, came back, was drinking my water, and I sat down and I looked at the Bible and I said, I ain't finna read it yet. I'm just going to chew a little bit. I'm going to chew a little bit, because it's a lot of times inside of our lives that we have a tendency of experiencing so much stuff, until not only do we get to blame in our own selves, but when other people come along, we start to think and believe even what they say. So I said, okay, Lord. So I got up and I just stood over the table and I looked at the Bible again. I said, you know what? Let me go ahead. I was frying some fish. So in the midst of me frying the fish, he got the ministering to me about Job again, y'all. Now I said I wanted to take a break. He got the ministering to me again about Job and his circumstance, because there's no way you could be thinking in your right mind and you suffering the way he was suffering. How many of us think that we can't take it no more and it's too much? Oh Lord, this is just too much. I done held my peace. I done closed my mouth. I done said this. I done said that. And Lord, I'm trying to do right. I'm trying to think right. I'm trying to act right. I'm trying to live right. I'm trying to treat people right, Lord. But then it seemed like folk trying to provoke me because they saying this and saying that. Now I got to try to defend myself, and I'm offended by what they say and how they say it and when they say it. So I'm going to keep the. And to Job got so tired of talking, he said, I'm not fit to keep trying to defend myself to y'all. He said it. Wait, it is in the book. He said, I ain't got to keep, because I already know what I do and what I don't do. And what I don't know that I'm doing, and it may be wrong, I'm asking God to reveal it to me. Because I want to get it right. I'm asking God to help me in that area. And then so, in the midst of it, I kept reading. Now, I was all the way in chapters 1 and 2 then, right? Right. By the time I got to chapter 27, baby, I said, okay, let's go to Job chapter 27. The first verse. When he got to telling the people and the folk, I'm done and I'm finished. He said, moreover, Job continued his parable and said, as God liveth, who have taken away my judgment, and the Almighty who have vexed my soul, all the while my breath is in me, and the Spirit of God is in my nostrils, my lips shall not speak wickedness, nor my tongue utter deceit. God forbid that I should justify to you. Tell me the man was mad. Till I die, I will not remove my integrity from me. My righteousness I hold fast, and I will not let it go. My heart shall not reproach me so long as I live. So there ain't nothing that they could have said or done to convince Job that God was cursing him. Did you hear what I say? So they kept talking. And they kept talking, and they kept talking. And so then God starts speaking to Job. God starts speaking to Job. And this is what he said. And I want y'all to listen to this today. Because it does not matter what you're going through, or how long you've been going through it, or how hard it seemed like, or what you think and believe is the reason why it's happening. You need to understand. This is what God told Job. He said, first, and I'm paraphrasing y'all, I want to know who all y'all think y'all is, because you think you know me. I want to know why y'all are so opinionistic as to why this is being done and this is being said. The Bible says that God was angry at his friends. And he was angry with Job because of the frivolous words that he was speaking about his very own worth. Sometimes you put your own self down too much. God don't like that. Sometimes you believe within your own self that you ain't worthy, or he can't do, or he won't do, because of the appointed time you are experiencing this. Sometimes we get to a place in our lives that we think that we're so worthless until we not only want to give it all up, but we want to kill ourselves. Sometimes, I'm talking about us, we go through so much tragedy and feel so much pain in our heart. We ain't even talking about the physical stuff that we don't even know about until we think and believe that God don't love. He don't like that either. Read the story. He said, who fashioned the world and clamped things together? You think you know me or why I'm doing something when you can't even figure out how I hold the earth up in the air and without a string. You believe you know the reason why this is happening and that is happening until you get to the place or get to the point into your life until you feel like you are not of value or you have value until you don't want to live no more. You believe and you think that you're doing something also right until you cannot see the right word, the right path, the right vision, the right eyesight until you speaking wrong. But yet, you say you understand me. You say you understand my ways. But you can't figure out the way. So how could you understand my way? You believe that I'm afflicting your body, and even though I already know who you are, what did he say? Job was an upright man. He was holy. He shunned the evil. God already knew who he was. But because of the things that we go through and the afflictions that we experience, and it ain't got to be physical, it could be mental, it could be emotional, it could be financially, it could be any and everything inside of our lives until he, and I'm going to say this real loud, he questioned his own self. Did he not? Well, Lord, if I'm doing something wrong, God, you know, I'm doing this right now. How many times we question ourselves? Baby, let me tell you something. I was in this relationship. And in the midst of me being in this relationship, and I'm going to make a long story short. In the midst of me being in this relationship, I'm trying to figure out how you going to get mad when you wrong. And then try to turn it around as if I'm wrong. Until it got so habitual, until I start questioning, well, maybe it was I was thinking or looking at him wrong, or maybe I was now I already know the truth. How many times that we have to gather ourselves because it's hard for us to accept the truth. We don't want to accept the truth about our own selves. Listen to this. Listen to this. Listen to this. The Lord was letting Job have it, y'all. Y'all hear what I say? He said, who do you think you is? This is what the Lord, let me see. The Lord said he was mad at the people and the folk. He told you. This is what the Lord told Job in the end. He said, and it was so that after the Lord had spoken these words unto Job, the Lord said to Eliphaz the Temanite, my wrath is kindled against thee and against thy two sons, for ye have not spoken of me the thing that is right as my servant Job hath. Listen to this. Therefore, take unto you now 7 bullocks and 7 rams and go to my servant Job and offer up for yourselves a burnt offering, and my servant Job shall pray for you. For him will I accept, lest I deal with you after your folly, and that ye have not spoken of me the thing which is right, like my servant Job. So let me explain something to you. And I'm going to say that I said this a whole bunch of times. You better keep your opinions to yourself about people that serve God. Keep your opinions to yourself, and you on the outside looking in. Let me tell you, I told y'all, when I had that major stroke, I was 34 years old. The pastor's wife, this is what she said. Oh, the Lord had to set her down because she had too much zeal for him. How could you ever get too much zeal for God? Who? You never can get too much zeal for God. So they're on the outside looking in. Because their opinions, and they did it. And so all the talk of people on the outside looking at, not understanding what was going on or what was happening. Because in the midst of all that, I had lost my kids. I was sleeping out my car. I had lost my job making up. I got hurt on my job. I couldn't work no more. I ain't had it. Everything. And in all that, I never asked God why. I just said, Lord, what am I doing? Well, because I thought I was doing something right. I thought I was changing. And so in him having me to pay attention to what I was reading, and I done read it 100 times. We as people have to learn that a lot of times it's not God punishing you. It's simply allowing him to help you to recognize what he put in you and you didn't know it was there. Because God said he was upright. God said he was whole. And everybody else said he wasn't. Everybody else wanted to speak evil and wicked. Everybody, God ain't got nothing to do with that. God ain't sister. And in the end, he had to pray for them to keep God's wrath from coming upon. He said, Job, pray for them before I step in. And the Bible says a terrible thing to fall under the wrath of God. Before I step in and do some stuff to them. And the Bible says that they were scared. They were scared. Now mind you, what we need to know and what we need to understand, that in the end, God blessed Job again. Why? Because he stood on the truth. And what was the truth? His integrity in God. I just believe God. I mean, I ain't finna blame him for taking away. God take it, and God give it, can God take it away? If he gave it to me, I already know if I live, I gotta die. I already know that God is able, and I may not understand what he's doing because I'm trying to live right and I'm trying to live holy, but I want him, I want to search me. Sometimes we gotta search our own selves. We gotta search our own selves to make sure. And very sure. You ain't got to explain yourself to nobody. Stop trying to prove yourself to somebody. Stop trying to prove somebody else and somebody else. Because when I sit up here and tell you the last individual that said something about Job, the Bible says this. The Bible says he didn't say nothing all the while the other two friends were saying something, because he was the youngest out the bunch. And so he wanted to get them, quote unquote, they respect. The Bible says that. And so in the midst of it, all of them said, well, God does this and God does that and he does it. All of them talking, even with, don't, let me explain something to you. And I done told y'all this 100 times. He had me to play this song today about encouraging yourself. Sometimes when people come along And they could be your friends, your family. They could, I wouldn't give a rat's tail what it is. And they get to speak in the opposite of what you already know. You just got to shut them down. You ain't got to be nasty and ugly. Baby, I done got some phone calls before when people get to saying stuff to me. I be like, bye now. I gotta go. Oh, please walk away from me. But they, see, because the thing is, I experienced on this week how a person would try to convince you that you the reason why they choose to do what they do. They would try to convince you that you the reason why they won't do something. They would try to convince you that you the reason why things ain't happening. Oh, Jesus. Don't entertain them conversations, y'all. Did y'all hear what I say? Because it will vex you. The Bible says Job got vexed with the people on the phone. Because the more he tried to talk, and the more he tried to explain the logic, the worse it got. Sometimes people ain't gonna see the truth. They not gonna see the truth because of what they see. Did y'all get that? They not gonna see the truth because of what they see. They are not gonna understand the truth even if they hear it, because of what they see. They hearing is corked. It's like a cork. They can't hear it. Because they are convinced of what they done told themselves. Now they done told themselves that this is the reason why this was happening to Job. They done told themselves that this is the reason why this is happening to. You cannot convince me that I'm the reason for the choices you make. You can't. You can't convince me. Now you keep telling yourself that if you want to, that's on you. But you're not going to convince me that I'm the reason for the choices that you make concerning your life, your finances, your spirit man, your natural man, your job. You can't convince me. And don't vex me with your foolishness. Because it's going to make me constantly keep trying to justify. And it, what did y'all say? I just read it. I'm not finna keep trying to tell y'all nothing. I'm sitting up here. I'm stinking. I'm hurting. I can't even hurt. If the Bible says that he got boils on his body all over from the top of his head, he can't even sit down. Oh, Jesus. I had a boil on my butt before. Right there.
What you say?
I thought it was a hemorrhoid. Baby, a pillow couldn't heal. Did y'all hear what I say? Them boys ain't no joke. They are the most disgusting, as my granddaughter said, Grandma, that's disgusting. That right there, that's disgusting, Grandma. Yeah. Disgusting. Did you hear what I say? We don't want to get into a place in our lives that we don't think logically, even about our own selves. Don't allow your situation or what you're going through, whether it's your finances, whether it's in your home, whether it's concerning your children, on your job, sickness in your body, what the doctor said, what he said, what she said, what the family said, what they say. But it's too much noise, y'all. Stop allowing yourself to get so discombobulated with that foolishness. And know if you, the Bible says, if your ways please God, you ain't got to convince nobody that you right standing. Because the glory of the Lord is going to be on you until they're going to see it anyway. They're going to say, oh, she ain't like that. I met this individual. They was like, you ain't nothing like what they said. I said, oh, what they say? I said, no, man, I don't even want to know. Because it don't even, we as people have to, let me tell you something. You could be around a person for years. For years. And they can be right there with you even through the trying times. And they will say something to you that'll mess you up. One day I was talking to my God sister, and I was venting to her about something. This was a few years ago. And in the midst of it, she started saying something. I mean, she just cut me off. Now I'm the one talking. And so I say, Michelle. She say, what? I say, just close your mouth and listen. I say, I don't need your opinion. I don't want you to say what it should or what you shouldn't do. I don't want to know how it affects you emotionally. Or because of somebody that you love. I just want you to close your mouth and listen. Because how many people can you go to and just release? Without, well, if it was me, or you should, or you know what, God ain't working. The Lord had me to tell this individual something before he told me to tell her to go to that door and run all the way to the end of the parking lot and then run all the way back. And this other individual said, God don't work right there. God don't tell. Baby, he told Ezekiel to eat doo-doo. Did he not? It's in the book. Read it. Y'all think I'm playing. Y'all know dung is doo-doo, right? He told him he can only sleep on one side of his body for a whole year. He can't even turn and he got to sleep. Now, I know me. When I'm in the bed and I'm laying down, and I stay on one side for so long, it started cramping. So I got to turn over because of the guy still. It's just too much going on. You can't even hardly turn over. Now just imagine that he make you lay like that for a year. He told that man to take off all his clothes and put on and walk in the village, y'all. And y'all better read that book. Like he told Joe Friend, you think you understand me? You don't know me. My ways ain't nothing like you. The Lord had him to strap something on him and carry it and say, this is the weight of the sin of the people. And he was just walking around it. I know people thought he was plumb man. So you don't know what God gonna have you do. Or what you doing that running, you don't know what you shed. You don't know what's falling. You don't know what you're running into. You don't know what he got you running from. So I say this all the time. Baby, if God tell me to walk around and bark like a dog and wave my tail, I'm going to do it. Did you hear what I say? Because I don't know what I'm scaring off. Woo! Woo! What am I scaring off? Because we scare dogs. Even the little ones, they the worst. You know, we don't know what we scaring off. And then they're shaking your, when a dog shake his tail, they shaking off stuff, right? You don't know. Let me tell you, it may sound strange, but just do it. If God say do it, just do it. Don't be so easily moved or even devalued. Let me say that again. Don't devalue yourself. Oh, why? Because we struggle with rejection. We struggle with rejection until we'll start altering our sin so that we'll be accepted. Take me as I am. I hear that. And I get cramps in my leg in the middle of the night. I start howling. I pray every morning real loud. And I love to eat. I ain't fat for nothing. So, we get to doing all kind of stuff because of these fears that we have. This is what Job said. He said, the very thing I feared the most came upon me. And so I was like, Lord, what? He said, pay attention to what you're reading. Start over again. So I started over again. Now, in me reading that, and I heard Job say it again. It's in the book, y'all. The very thing that I feared the most came upon me. It was only one thing that he prayed for the most, and that was his children. And look what happened to him. Even in that, he did not curse God. He held on to his integrity. His integrity rewarded him favor. There it is, right there. His integrity awarded him favor that even in the midst of God's anger with all of them, including Job, he still called them what? Servant. I will accept his prayers, but I ain't accepting yours. You need to repent. I wouldn't. See, your ways got to please him. Your ways got to please. In the midst of it all, Job wanted to kill himself. He felt some type of way. He didn't want to live. He even said, Lord, why you ain't take me in the womb? But he never said, I hate you, Lord. He never stopped loving me. He never stopped praying. He never stopped acknowledging him. If y'all read it, he never stopped acknowledging him as being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. God holds all power in his hand. The Lord is the one to do this. What, I'm supposed to always get good and not evil? He was acknowledging all the what? Truth. That man stood on the truth. Is y'all getting it? What's the name of the sermon again? Integrity rewards. Then it's a colon. Standing on the truth. Baby, sometimes you got to stand on the truth of who God is, not who you is, because we ain't nothing. You got to stand on the truth that he's going to make a way out of no way, even though I can't get away. Sometimes we can't get away from that evil thing. Sometimes we can't get away from that situation that we in. Sometimes we can't get away from now all that hurt and pain down in the inside of us. But Job knew that God would heal a broken heart. Job knew that God would lift him up when he was at his lowest. God knew that I accept you even though other people rejected you. He stood on the truth. He stood on the truth of who he was, and he lifted up a standard for God, which had the spirit of God down in the inside of him. And even in spite of what he went through, he didn't let it break him. He didn't let it make him go the other way. He didn't let him make it. He did not allow it to make him draw back. He didn't. See, because sometimes when we don't get our way and when God ain't doing what we want him to do, we get bitter with him. We don't want to pray. We don't want to read. We don't want to do this and we don't want to do that. And then what we do, we want to get a pat on the back. You ain't even got to do that. You ain't got to prove yourself to nobody. I'm just talking about how integrity rewards. Integrity is standing on the truth, baby. It's having that assurance down in the inside of God. I don't care about them afflictions down in the inside of your body. He stood on the truth because he knew that God was going to heal him. And if he didn't, he knew that he could. Did y'all hear me? He told him, he said, I know your arms are not short, God. I know. You may not heal me, but I know that you can. You may not give it to me right now because I'm in this at this time in my life, but I know you probably prepared me for that season. The Bible says that out of all the stuff that Job went through, God gave him more than what he had before. Why? Because he lifted up a step. He just stood on that truth. It don't matter what it seemed like, y'all. Don't allow what you see to blind you from what you don't see. And what is that? I got faith. I believe God. He showed me he didn't show you the end story. How many times God gave you dreams and visions and told you different other kind of things that he was going to do for you, but then you in a situation at this time in your life, and you like, well, Lord, what? What the world? And how long I got to be here? What the world? Why you got me still sitting here? And instead of saying that, change your prayer. Lord, what you trying to teach me and show me, God, so you prepare me for my season? Because at this time right here, this appointed time, I don't want to be in this time. And I'm just being real with you because Job did it. Job said, I didn't kill me, please. I ain't got enough nerve to kill myself even though I want to. Kill me, please. Do that. So we as people got to get to a place or to a point inside of our lives that we know exactly who we are in God and be pleasing in his sight. Be his servant all the time. Regardless to what you're going through. Regardless to what you're experiencing. Regardless to what they say, he say, everybody else say. You know what God said. And if God said it, it's just simply yes and amen. God is a man of his word. Lord, prepare us today. Yellow sheets of paper, red pens. Write down any and everything that caused you to doubt. Write down any and everything that has caused you to get into that place of thinking and believing that you cannot hold out, or you cannot get there, or God ain't doing this, or God ain't doing that. Just hold on. Just hold on. Like Job, just hold on.
There is a prophetic word on tonight.
And all that it's praying time, y'all. I hope I said something that will help you to stay encouraged and be encouraged. Don't let nobody try to convince you they do this because of that. You, what you did, or what you said, or how you did. No, that's their choice.
The son that we're talking about is the son that we got.
Just hold on.
The one who died for our sins. Some of you all may refer to him as Jehovah Jireh. Some of you all may refer to him as Jehovah Rapha.
But he had me to read that story.
And I want you to know whatever you're going through.
And I done read it 100 times.
On your way.
It made me to look at things different in my own life. After you write these things down, put them on the altar and sell the altar and pray for your son.
Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, I cried for better days. Yes, I did.
Thank you, Jesus.
I prayed for. Am I talking to some real folk up in here?
That's Job. One of them better days. Thank you, Jesus.
What we know is the sun is going to shine.
The sun is going to shine.
But see, I got to do something. I got to just
thank you, Jesus.
Come on.
If I hold down.
You got to tell your spirit, man, the sun is going to shine. Come on.
Thank you, Jesus.
If I hold out. That's the song.
If I hold
down. There's another significant verse that says.
Don't let your trying. And your tests cause you to get into that place of thinking and believing that it won't get better. Just hold out.
No one around. No one's there.
No one around.
They can't comprehend the magnitude of what you're going through.
Can't call nobody.
But you know what you got to tell yourself? I must endure. Come on, baby. I must.
That's that endurance. That tolerance. Sometimes you got to tolerate some things. Even though it don't feel good, it may make you cry. It may make you mad. It may hurt a little bit. It may sting a little bit. So many times they're holding on and they're waiting. It gets us to a place where we don't even see how it's going to turn around. But some things can turn around for you. All you have to do is just trust God and just hold on to Him. Just trust God and hold on to Him. for your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Because there's a lot of times we get into that place just like Job. We get confused. Turn it around for us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. He called it an emotion. Oh God, that we will be on my mind, in an emotion. That we will be in that place, Father God, where you want us to be. And that's that assurance and confidence down in the inside of you. Lord, we're outpouring ourselves on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Because a lot of these things, God, that we have been carrying is just too heavy. A lot of these things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, these things that put us down in a place of being low, being sad, feeling hopeless. Oh God, I'm asking you to help us on today to search ourselves, Lord, that we can empty these things out. Because you said, Lord, that you care for us. So we also give you all these things that is a concern to us. So everything that's concerning us, Lord, we're giving it all to you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We're releasing it all to you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we know that you can turn it around. Lord, we're not going to be bitter with you. We're not going to point our finger, wag the head, or insult you, Lord, all because these things is not happening the way that we want them to happen. But what we are going to do, Father God, in the name of Jesus, he called it in the most thing, is trust you. Break some things up for us. Break some things up for us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we won't be so heavy laden. Break some things up for us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we can have the strength that we need. Because you said, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you are our strength when we are at our weakest. Work it out, God. Turn it around. Oh, God.
This is the good news.
And it will not always be like this. We'll perfect that concern in me. Yeah. And sooner or later,
it'll turn in my way.
Turn it around, God. That situation, that concern, that problem, that fear, turn it all around. Because it ain't going to be like this always. Let your people know that at this appointed time, we are to hold on to our integrity and stand on your truth. Don't be afraid. The very thing that we fear the most will come upon us. Remove that spirit of fear on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Because you are not a God of fear, but a God of power, love, and of a sound mind. Perfect that love down inside of us on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Because you say perfect love casts out fear. We will not be afraid, God, but we're standing on your truth. We're standing on your truth. We're standing on your truth. Father God, remove the scales off our eyes that we can clearly see, Lord. Uncork our ears that we can clearly hear. Let our ear gates, Father God, be cleared. Remove the hardness of the heart on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able, Father God, to pull my center of us thing. To allow you to enter in, God. Give us a heart of flesh on today. Give us a heart of absolutions and even forgiveness. Some of us need to forgive. We simply got to forgive. I don't care how many times they did it. I don't care how long they've been doing it. You cannot use that as an excuse and try to convince yourself of a lie. You gotta forgive. You gotta forgive that liar. You gotta forgive that deceiver. You gotta forgive that manipulator. You gotta forgive that narcissist. You gotta forgive. You cannot be grudging. You can't hold on to that thing that you need to let go. That's ensnaring you. God, help us to forgive, Lord. Help us to forgive on today, Father God. Help us to search ourselves on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we will be pleasing in your sight. Help us to love out of a pure heart, God, and not just with lip service. Help us to be true. Help us to be true, God. Help us on today, Lord. Fulfill us in our heart on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we won't be walking around feeling empty and void. Lord, we can only get that fulfillment in you and not nobody else. Give us that clarity that we need, Father God, in that thing that we do not understand, that we will not be uttering stuff inside of our lives that we just don't understand. Help us on today, God, in the name of Jesus, that we will be complete and whole inside of you. Help us on today, God. You can't see it right now. You may not understand it. But all things working out for you good. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, every prayer that we put on the altar, Lord, in the name of Jesus, all the ones that's hidden down in the inside of our hearts, God, the ones that we even written down, Father God, and we laid at the altar at your feet, we're asking you to consider them and remove any and everything that's not like you are. Let your will, your way, your purpose, and your plans be done within our lives, Lord, that we will be pleasing in your sight. I saw them doors opening up again. Stop thinking and believing that this door closed and that door closed and this ain't gonna happen and that ain't gonna happen, because it's what God's saying. Stop deceiving yourself in your mind. Your thoughts will mess you up. They'll mess you up. Father God, every prayer that we put on the altar, Lord, consider and remove any hidden motives and any hidden intentions, Lord. Even now, God, in your son Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. I got a few phone calls and texts on this morning. Pray for Shaquille and her daughter. They call her Heavy. Keep them in your prayers, please. I got a couple phone calls. It was a couple people has died, so we want to keep the bereaved in our prayers. We want to keep praying for the people and the folk. Thank you, Jesus. I love you guys so much. I hope it was something said that would help us to understand. That we are going to go through something. And even if it feels like it's overwhelming, just hold on. Because he never said it was going to be easy. But he did say he gave the victory. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offering. I pray it was something said today that you could understand. That you understand. And integrity rewards standing on truth. It's a calling. Integrity rewards, and then it's a calling, and then standing on truth. With an explanation for it. Stand on the word of God, y'all. Stand on the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. I love you guys so much. So, last month was the month of rededication, the seventh month of the year, and this month is new beginnings. You know, sometimes it's so many things that we have to move. When you say you ain't got to keep moving, that could be in any area of your life. You ain't going to have to keep relocating yourself. You ain't gonna have to keep doing it. You ain't gonna have to keep doing it. Just like God knew who Job was, He know you tired. I'm sorry. He know you tired. Enough is enough. I'm tired. Because God say enough is enough. Pay attention to the story of Job, y'all. He let them say all that they wanted to say, and then he said enough is enough. And he said something. You ain't got to prove, you ain't got to explain, you ain't got to try to show, you ain't got to convince, you ain't got to do any of those things. You ain't got to do any of those things. No more, says God. You don't. It's exhausting. You're so tired. It's almost like I see your body in a state of being fatigued. Sometimes we have to get to that place of being so tired that we take our hands off of it. Take your hands off of it, step back and move to the side. And just thank God for a little pain. I mean, literally, it's almost like you passed the wits in. I'm tired. I don't even know what else to do. You heard what he had to tell you up there, right? Okay. It ain't over. Feels like you cried your last tear. Get out of his business. Let God do. Just a little bit longer without doing absolutely nothing, not even opening your mouth about the situation, and you watch God. Don't comment about it no more. Don't talk about it no more. Try with everything in you not to even think about it. You ever say try? And you watch God. I gotta say it again. Don't talk about it no more. Don't comment about it no more. Try not to think about it. See, because when we get to thinking about something, we talk to ourselves. Stop talking to yourself about it. Because when you get the answer in yourself, it causes anger. It causes hurt. It causes instability. It causes you to make rash and hasty decisions. Just be silent and be still. And know that God is God for you. I gotta play a song for you. It's Sophie. I want you to listen to the words real good. You probably didn't heard it before, but listen to the words.
Don't doubt no more. Lord, I don't know why.
that he is. The Bible says they that come to him must come to him believing that he is, and that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek. They that come to him must come to him believing that he what is. You gotta know it. Believing in what you receive. I'm telling you. What? You don't even have a clue. You right there?
Take a moment and consider. When God
released
speaks to Sarah.
And then all kind of, you'll see.
And tells her she's about to give birth to a baby.
For real.
She laughs. Then God responds and says,
this story about Sarah. When the Lord told her that she was going to have a baby, she laughed. Because it's been so long and she's been waiting for so long.
But you have to understand that
so you've been pregnant. God has already told you what he's going to do. You ain't laughing, but it's out there because it ain't been done.
Look at somebody and say,
wait
is
on
possible.
God. Did you hear me? Wait
so
God on
says,
God.
No matter what it looks like.
Because your ladder is going to be greater than the beginning. That's in the book of Job too. The Bible says that his ladder, the end is greater than the beginning. See, because when we begin in something, it puts us in a place of confusion because we don't know what's what next. Nah, that's the beginning of it. But when you get to going through it, and by the time you get to the end, man, you think you got the victory. No, when you get to the end, you're going to know it. He never told you what you had to go through to get to. And if he did not think you, you think it's too much. It's not too much. What's too much? What's too much? I used to say that all the time. That's just too much. They doing too much. They do it to me. Who is too much? What is too much? Ponder on that. For real.
I know the numbers are bigger than you.
I love you guys so much.
He can bring you out no matter what it looks like.
Just know who he is. Different than it hit anybody else. Because in it all, it just was revealing that we got the victory. If we just hold on to our integrity, don't question God about why this happening. Question God and ask him to show me why this happening. Because we don't want to hinder nothing. We don't want to delay it, and we sure don't want to forfeit it. The enemy wants you to forfeit it. He wants you to not get nothing God promised you. So he gonna keep you in your feelings. He gonna keep you in your mind where you got a strain on your brain. He's going to keep trying to blind you from the truth that you lost. That's what he wants. Hold to the truth of God. Stand on the integrity of God. Lord, give us a heart of acceptance. Just say, Lord, give me a heart of acceptance. Come on, y'all, say it. Lord, give me a heart of acceptance. Because if we accept some things about our own selves, the Bible declares that we will become servants of God. And if we are servants of God, what the devil say? The only reason why they're serving you and praising you because you give them anything they want, you got a fence and a hedge around. Can't nobody touch you. So since they can't touch you or stop what God is doing in you or through you, He gonna try to send somebody to convince you the opposite of what God done already told you or what you want. Did y'all get that? And if we degrade and segregate ourselves, he'll start talking to you and convince you the opposite about you. You. Them thoughts, y'all.